This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In just over 2 months, Texans will be going to the polls to cast their ballots in statewide elections. Well, some will be going to the polls, I suppose I should say. Turnout in local elections is typically low, and of course you needn't bother going to the polls at all if you don't have a photo ID. The voter ID law is currently being challenged in the courts, but for now it's clearly the law, and the person appointed to uphold election laws is with us here in the studio. She is Texas Secretary of State Nandita Berry. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, David.
You must get asked about voter ID all the time. I mean, it's certainly controversial and highly politicized, of course. What effect does the current law have on voter turnout, in your opinion?
Well, you know, David, it's a good question. I do get asked that a lot. And my answer is it's the candidates who affect voter turnout. My role as the chief election officer of the state is to uphold our election laws, as you rightly pointed out, and really is to enforce the will of the legislature. And it is the law in the state of Texas today that a photo ID is required to go to the polls. So I take it upon myself as my duty to inform Texans of the different kinds of ID and the information that they need to be able to go to the polls.
So let's say you're brought in to speak before a hearing of the legislature. And they say, Secretary of State, you know how these things work. You're our chief elections officer. Should we get rid of this ID law or not? What do you tell them?
You know, and my answer is very plain and simple. My role, again, is to uphold whatever it is
she's not
that
going
the legislature
there, folks. She's
tells
not going
me.
There. That's what she's telling us.
Well, it is my role to ensure that our election is smooth, it's secure, and successful. And so my opinion really does not matter. What matters is the legislature's opinion and the fact that this is the law that the legislature has passed. Now, what I can do is ensure that everybody has the information they need. They know it's the law, and they know what kind of information they need.
Well, you know, Texas Senate Democrats recently urged you to work on making more mobile voter ID units available. And specifically, they were saying, put some of these mobile voter ID units in the major metropolitan areas and maybe some of the rural areas for at least 7 days, including 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. What'd you say back to them?
You know, we are working with the DPS, the DPS is cooperating with us in ensuring that every county that needs a mobile unit will have a unit that voters have access. If they don't have access to a brick and mortar DPS station, will have access to a mobile unit. And that's exactly why I'm traveling across the state early, way before the elections, traveling, hoping to enlist the help of media in getting that information out to people to go ahead and plan for the fact that they require an ID and telling them the ways that they can go ahead and get an ID.
Last thing I saw was something like fewer than 300 election identification certificates have been issued. Is that right? Am I close?
You are very close.
So that seems like a small number. Is it a small number in your estimation?
You know, it is a small number, but I think that's also a function of the number that are requested. The DPS can only issue an EIC if it's requested. Mm-hmm. And but the one number, the one thing that we do know is across the state, we have had very, very few reports of any significant issues as far as photo ID. Voters have come to the polls and shown their ID, and the few that have not have got an EIC, and some have cast a provisional ballot, which is when you come to the polls, you don't have a photo ID, you can still cast a provisional ballot, and then you have 6 days to go and cure that and show that you're an eligible voter.
By showing that you're an eligible voter, does that also require some kind of photo ID?
Yes. If you go to the polls in person, you are required by the state of Texas, the legislature, to take a photo ID. Now, if you're 65 years or older or disabled and certain other exceptions and you vote by mail, voting by mail does not require a photo ID.
Let me ask you how much you think this is basically a whole lot of politics, more than anything else.
Well, once again, David, it's up to the legislature. The legislature, the members of the legislature are elected.
But you have a sense you have a sense of how much of an issue, a real issue this is.
Well,
I mean, either it's a real issue or it's just a fake political issue.
Again, whether it's an issue or not is immaterial to me. My role is to know that this is the state of the law, and my role is to ensure that the law is applied uniformly across the state.
Nandita Berry is Texas Secretary of State. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.